Jesse Long, you are the King Kong of what college at LCU?
The College of Biblical Studies and Behavioral Sciences.
Now, King Kong in this particular instance translates into a dean. He's the dean of the college.
I like that, King Kong.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anyway, so this is kind of interesting. Coming up on the 14th of October, you've got Gabby Barquet. Dr. Gabby Barquet is going to be lecturing on the new finds that are in Jerusalem. Tell us about those.
Okay, Gabby Barquet is an Israeli archaeologist who has excavated in Jerusalem for decades. And he's best known for the Shoulder of Hinnom amulets that he found in the 1970s, on which was inscribed the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6, may the Lord bless you and keep you. So he's best known for that find, but that's in Jerusalem, just south of the old city. And then recently he has been director of the Temple Mound Sifting Project. And last year they discovered the now famous Bethlehem seal, which is from the 7th century, roughly the time of Jeremiah. And it's the oldest reference to Bethlehem outside the Bible.
Wow.
This is one thing that I've always wondered. When you guys are out there digging, you know, or excavating or whatever you call it, finding, and you uncover something like that, and you find it, and then you kind of realize you have an idea what it is. What do people do? I mean, do you...
much rejoicing.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. Do you jump up out of the hole and scream, or...
Well, sometimes. Although at our excavation, we haven't found anything like that. This last summer, we had a collection of pottery, whole vessels, which is kind of rare to find, actually, in an excavation. We're excavating a city from the early Bronze Age, and that was really exciting. You know, you take photographs, and it's special to find something unique like this Bethlehem seal.
You know, it's so interesting when you go over to these lands that are so much older than we are here, our civilization here in the United States. But you go over to, like, we were in Rome this past summer, and I noticed that the excavations that were going on weren't just outside of town, but excavations are going on right in the middle of the heart of the city.
Exactly.
Is that the same way in Jerusalem?
Exactly. It has to be that way in Jerusalem, because the old city, most of it is now covered over. And when I say the old city, the city of David from Bible times, mm-hmm. is covered with subsequent construction. And one excavation going on now is actually in a parking lot that they, yeah. so.
It's just amazing to see that, because
yes,
you see
yes.
all the modern buildings, and then right next door to it could be an excavation of ancient ruins, and it's just amazing.
And sometimes in the basement of modern buildings, mm-hmm. there's actually excavation that has gone on.
Wow. Interesting.
Now, I've seen some of the photography from this movie Jerusalem that's going to be released. It's a National Geographic film. It's really interesting. The city, as you say, the old city of David proper, that's all really inside of a wall, is it not? And there's seven entrances that that you can, you know, actually go through the wall.
Yes, much of the old city is actually encompassed by a wall. However, the city of David, actually the place where David established his capital city, is outside the wall,
okay.
Outside the Dung Gate, and it's just south of what is today called the old city. But city of David actually is not within the wall part of Jerusalem today.
The interesting thing, we're talking about all the construction and stuff, when you look at some of these aerial things, the planes are flying low and the cameras are just, it's just amazing to see. It is just the way that they've got stuff stacked together,
mm-hmm.
and the city is built in so tight, and it's yes. just, it's, and everything, what's the deal with the decorators there? Everything is
that's a good question.
Everything looks white. or a gray. What's up with that?
Well, that's just the nature of the building materials, especially the stone. And you're right that, I guess from our point of view, our perspective, it looks rather bland. But it's mostly, I think, a reflection of the kinds of building materials that they're using today and have used through antiquity.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with Dr. Jesse Long. He's the Dean of...
College of Biblical Studies and Behavioral Sciences at LCU.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's 8:16. Good morning. We're talking with Dr. Jesse Long. He is the Dean of the College of...
Biblical Studies and Behavioral Sciences.
At Lubbock Christian University. Now, the event that we're talking about proper would be the Archaeology of Jerusalem Lecture at LCU, New Discoveries in Archaeology with Dr. Gabriel Barquet. That's coming up Monday night at 7 o'clock at LCU Baker Conference Center. Admission is actually free. And if you would like to call and reserve a seat, you can call Carmen Puente at 806-720-7651. Now, you guys are thinking that you're not going to pack this out, but I do know some people that are involved in anthropology and things like that that I think are going to be attending this. I mean, a lot of people have interest in this stuff. This is neat.
Right. And Jerusalem is something that is special. We're looking forward to a very interesting presentation. Gabby Barkai is a major Israeli archaeologist. He's excavated in Jerusalem, and so we will get a good summary of recent finds from the city of Jerusalem.
Yeah, interesting. Now, just to recap that discovery, it's the shoulder of Hinnom, as they would say in Hebrew, amulets from the time of Jeremiah. Those are some of the biggest finds in the history of archaeology.
Right. And on these amulets are inscribed words from the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, etc. So he's best known for the discovery of the amulets.
Oh. Okay, Laura, let's shift gears a little bit. I know
love
you
that
had
a song, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to ACU and we sang that after every football game and just a really special time.
You had some questions about Jesse's dig outside of Amman.
Oh, yes. The LCU is working with Gammon University and McMurray University.
Gammon and McMurray Universities.
At a dig that's 30 miles outside of Amman, Jordan. Tell us about that.
It's 30 miles south of Amman, Jordan. It's the site of Kirbit Iskander. It's an early Bronze Age site. The dates of settlement range from 3600 B.C. to around 2000 B.C. Pyramids are best dated probably around 2500 B.C., so that gives a little perspective. Abraham, around 1900 B.C., so this is before the time of Abraham.
Wow, fascinating. Now, at one time, I know I saw a display at LCU with some of these artifacts that you had found on the dig, and but they are not going to be displayed quite right now. Is that right?
Not right now. We're working on a new exhibit, a permanent exhibit at LCU.
Oh, good.
So
yeah, that'll be
interesting.
That's
in the works right now, yes.
Good.
I know Laura was asking earlier, where exactly are all these artifacts at? Are they dispersed? Are they kept together?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have one sitting on your desk?
Have some in my office, and then also we have a collection in Erie, Pennsylvania. Suzanne Richard is the principal investigator. She was one of my professors in graduate school. But years ago, there used to be a division of finds between the Department of Antiquities and the excavators. Now, for the most part, the Department of Antiquities of Jordan, they will take all of the objects and artifacts. But we do have a nice collection from the 1980s and early 90s.
Hmm. Wow, that's really interesting.
They just don't let you leave with them anymore, is that
right? That's right, that's right.
I see. But this is a great learning opportunity for students.
It's wonderful. There's something about touching artifacts or digging up exposing artifacts that no one has seen in four millennia.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
4,000 years, yes.
And very painstaking work. You have to have a lot of patience to be an archaeologist.
A lot of patience.
Because, see, I would just want to get a shovel if I found something and just dig it up, you know, get it out of there. But you have to be very careful so you don't damage anything.
Correct. You have to be careful.
And I know this is shifting gears. This is going to sound kind of beneath where your level of thinking is. But when you... Do you go to school to learn how to do this stuff? I mean, like how
it's
to dig,
art,
how
definitely.
To
exactly.
I mean, I know everybody's always featuring, you know, talking about, well, you know, archaeologists this, archaeologists that, and you know, it's all about the find and the history and you know the periods and everything like that. But where do you actually learn the techniques?
Okay, well, there are various schools across the country that have degrees in archaeology, Syro-Palestinian archaeology. I have a master's degree in Syro-Palestinian archaeology and a doctorate in Old Testament. And so there are various schools. But in addition to that, volunteers, we take volunteers. And one of the ways of learning the processes of excavation is actually going on a dig and participating in the process. And many schools will have excavation courses and schools that coincide with the excavation, where you learn how to dig and how to record, et cetera, actually while you're on an excavation. So it's really kind of a neat experience. Yeah. Very hard. It's difficult work, mm-hmm. but really a kind of a special
tedious
experience.
Because it's not like you're picking up shovels full of whatever. It's just a little nip at a time.
Yeah,
little bit at a time, and then of course the recording, filling in all of the information, the levels, the description of the soil layers, and et cetera, the things that you find. Just a lot of tedious work.
Has the advent of GPS, mapping, has that changed the face of what you guys do?
Well, in part, it plays a role. A lot of new technologies that are used, and people from various scientific disciplines. And archaeological excavation is kind of an eclectic collection of scholars working toward the same goal, but from different points of view and perspectives. It's really an interesting experience.
You know, it's so interesting that entire civilizations can now be buried and we're having to dig them out. How does that happen?
That they're buried, just the natural processes of erosion, et cetera, over time. But, and then also in the ancient Near East, because of the building materials with stone and mud brick and the collapse of those materials, you actually have mounds that build up over time, where you have like a layer cake, successive civilizations, one on top of another. And that's what we're excavating at our site. We actually have a tell with several layers of civilization from the early Bronze Age.
Wow, fascinating.
Hey, thanks. Dr. Jesse Long, Dean of Biblical Studies and Behavioral Sciences, LCU.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
and
for
again,
coming in.
And again, that
Thank
lecture
you.
Is Monday, 7 p.m.
Yeah, it's free. If you'd like to reserve a seat, 720-7651. Carmen Puente is the person that you need to be visiting with to do that. Thanks again for coming in. Tom.